Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It is 38 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer standing solidly behind Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
This government, this house, and this nation stand in unwavering support behind him and the people of Ukraine.
Yeah. Starmer addressing Parliament following the weekend's defense summit in London. In Western Germany, officials now say two people were killed and several others hurt when a driver plowed his car into a crowd of people. The driver's been arrested. The alleged gunman in the Highland Park, Illinois, 4th of July shooting in 2022 has pleaded guilty, avoiding a trial that was to have begun today. Pope Francis spending another day in the hospital. The Vatican says he had a peaceful night and experienced no respiratory distress as he did last Friday. Firefighters in the Carolinas battling at least 175 fires stoked by strong winds and dry conditions. South Carolina's fire marshal says 4,200 acres have burned. This is ABC News. Health officials in West Texas will update the measles outbreak that has infected at least 146 people later today. In Dallas, ABC's Jim Ryan has more on home remedies some are said to be trying.
It may be only a rumor, but Dr. Ron Cook has heard about unvaccinated people throwing measles parties, intentionally exposing themselves to infected friends in hopes of gaining immunity. His advice?
Please don't do that.
Cook of the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center in Lubbock says you might gain immunity, but...
You're going to be pretty sick, and whoever's taking care of you is going to be out of work at least a couple of weeks, if not longer.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
It was supposed to be a gentle cruise off the coast of New Zealand. Instead, the Crown Prince's ship hit stormy water and says this passenger...
The tables and chairs went flying across the... A girl went sliding on her chair over
the pool. Water sloshing on the deck, food scattered onto the floor, no serious injuries. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's 38 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy with patchy drizzle or sprinkles possible, a high near 50. Tonight, cloudy with a good chance of scattered light rain, a low of 39. Then tomorrow, cloudy and mild with periods of rain, getting heavier later in the day, a high of 52. Currently in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 28, it's 38 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Well, water quality is a major concern in Wisconsin, but sometimes the solution is simpler than you think. When issues arise, trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With years of experience, they have serviced wells all across the area, tackling everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. Whether it's a quick fix or a deeper repair, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Keep your well running smoothly with a team you can trust. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, serving Richland Center and beyond.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at wccu.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Good afternoon. It's 38 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is conducting an officer-involved death investigation in the town of Blue Mounds that occurred last evening. At approximately 6:20, a Wisconsin State Patrol trooper attempted to initiate a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 18-151 near mile marker 52 in Iowa County. The subject failed to stop, prompting a pursuit. A deputy with the Iowa County Sheriff's Office joined the pursuit shortly after it began. The pursuit ended when the subject crashed near mile marker 65 in the town of Blue Mounds. EMS responded and the subject was pronounced dead at the scene. No members of law enforcement or other members of the public were injured during this incident. DCI is leading this investigation and is assisted by a DCI crime response specialist, the Dane County Sheriff's Office, and the Mount Horeb Police Department. All involved law enforcement are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over the investigative reports to the Dane County District Attorney's Office when the investigation concludes. While the nation seems to be in chaos, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin took the time to meet with Wisconsin voters and answer questions. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has the story.
Senator Tammy Baldwin held a virtual town hall meeting on Thursday to answer questions from concerned constituents in central Wisconsin. The meeting was moderated by Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiese. The first question outlined how chaotic things seem in Washington, D.C., and asked how to help calm the uncertainty people are living with every day.
It does feel a lot like chaos here.
Senator Baldwin said announcements are coming so fast and furious that it's difficult for hardworking citizens to keep up.
I will tell you that some of the chaos that we're experiencing is very purposeful.
A top Trump advisor said their strategy in the first days and weeks was to flood the zone. Many of the things proposed have resulted in lawsuits, making it even harder to understand what's going on.
I think it's important to remember in all of this that we do have power. Everyone here has power. and your voice matters.
Baldwin said she has been spending time on the Senate floor reading letters from concerned constituents, and those voices and stories do make a difference.
Again, I'm here to fight for you, but I'm also here to fight with you.
She said through this chaotic and confusing time that we have real power, and encouraged Wisconsinites to keep talking to their representatives. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, ranking member of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Labor, Health and Human Services, Education and Related Agencies, slammed the Trump administration for stopping $65 million in funding for Alzheimer's disease research at institutions across the country. 14 of the 35 Alzheimer's disease research centers have had their funding halted by the National Institutes of Health because the Trump administration continues to cancel NIH Advisory Council meetings, which are the final required step in the grant approval process. The Trump administration has prohibited NIH from announcing more than 185 study section and advisory council meetings on the Federal Register, forcing the cancellation of NIH's National Institute on Aging January Advisory Council meeting, where renewal applications for the 14 ADRCs were to be reviewed. As a result, those 14 ADRCs will begin to run out of funding starting today, and all of them will run out of funding by April 30th. President Trump has single-handedly stopped Alzheimer's disease research in its tracks. Let that sink in, said Senator Baldwin. She went on to say, the millions upon millions of families with a loved one with Alzheimer's disease or related dementias are relying on this research for hope, but Donald Trump and Elon Musk are refusing to fund this research because they are all in, all out quest for every dollar they can find for their billionaire tax break. This is Alzheimer's disease research, including at the University of Wisconsin, that is discovering ways to prevent these diseases, detect them earlier, develop new treatments, and ultimately find cures. But Donald Trump is throwing that by the wayside so he can give handouts to his wealthy friends. Some Western Wisconsin residents are upset after Congressman Derek Van Orden's staff failed to show up to a scheduled event in Eau Claire and abruptly changed locations for a lacrosse event late last week. Van Orden blamed what he called agitator groups for the disruptions to his office's schedule. In lacrosse, Van Orden was set to meet with the North Lacrosse Business Association at the Pearl Street Brewery, but then moved the event to Castaways and in the process rescinded registration from some people who planned to attend the event. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is heading to Western Wisconsin later this week to visit Republican districts in support of Democratic politicians and liberal candidates on the spring nonpartisan ballot. Sanders will appear at Altoona High School on Saturday. According to a statement, Sanders' office said that he's holding the events to push back against the current presidential administration and to put pressure on congressmen like Derek Van Orden to vote against cuts to public services like Social Security. Van Orden criticized the planned appearance. A Friday statement from Madison-based UW Health said if an agreement isn't reached by April 15th, it will no longer be in-network for patients with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield Wisconsin Insurance. UW Health said Anthem has agreed to much higher reimbursement rates for other Wisconsin health systems while proposing an increase to UW Health's rate that was below the rate of inflation and also demanding the ability to unilaterally change payment terms without a renegotiation. An Anthem spokesperson said the insurer will continue to negotiate, but UW Health's requested rate increase is excessive. AMAG Online Group says locations of some in-person early voting locations in Wisconsin are unfair. That assertion is made in letters from the America First Policy Institute to the Wisconsin Elections Commission and local elections officials in Madison, La Crosse, and Oshkosh, all of which have significant numbers of college students who tend to vote Democrat. AFPI claims sites located near college campuses violate state law and amount to something called early voting poll location gerrymandering. The letters urge local officials to remedy the issue by providing early voting locations that don't provide an advantage to either political party. Early voting begins March 18th for the April 1st election, which includes a crucial seat on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Democrats are raising questions about the Wisconsin legislature's GOAT committee. It stands for Government Accountability and Transparency. The committee has yet to hold any hearings, but co-chair Representative Shea Sortwell is making records request of all 72 counties and the state's 50 largest cities regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. There's nothing illegal about that, but committee member Representative Mike Baer says Sortwell is acting on his own without any task before the committee and without the knowledge of other members. Sortwell's office did not respond to a request for comment. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who established the GOAT Committee, said he's the subject of open records request at least weekly, and that responding to request is part of what makes Wisconsin government open. Representative Baer said an initial meeting for the GOAT Committee has yet to be scheduled. Wisconsin Republicans are once again trying to pass a law that would ban gender-affirming health care for children. The law would apply to anyone under 18. For trans folks, gender-affirming care can include puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery. The LGBTQ plus caucus says the bill is, quote, deeply harmful, cruel, and dangerous. Advocates say this treatment saves lives, and medical experts at groups like the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, they say blocking this access can increase suicide rates. Republicans in the legislature passed a similar bill in 2023. It was vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. This comes at a time when new presidential administration is working to curb the rights of trans folks. According to the Williams Institute at UCLA, about 6,400 teens in Wisconsin identify as trans. That's under 2% of minors age 13 to 17 statewide. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.80 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 7 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 45.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.52 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 67 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 3.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.04 a gallon today. The national average is down 4.7 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 29.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 1.9 cents in the last week and stands at $3.63 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, gasoline prices in the U.S. have edged slightly lower over the past week, even as geopolitical tensions intensify, with the Trump administration promising tariffs that could not only create economic uncertainty, but also impact what some motorists pay at the pump in the weeks ahead. He added, given the volatility surrounding the tariff situation, forecasting fuel prices remains challenging as uncertainty lingers over the timing and scope of these tariffs, which the Trump administration has suggested will soon take effect. This comes on top of ongoing concerns about the Russian invasion of Ukraine and discussions of a potential deal to end the war. While OPEC has signaled its intent to stabilize the market, policy decisions from the White House could introduce further uncertainty, making it difficult to predict where prices will head next. However, nearly every year sees a seasonal spring increase, which could eventually push prices higher ahead of summer. The Lac du Flambeau tribe is backing off a threat to issue trespassing citations to people using contested roads on their reservation. Tribal elders said in January that anyone caught traveling on several disputed roads without authorization would be issued citations. This is after the tribe agreed not to block those roads while litigation over an easement dispute continues. A judge will hear arguments in the dispute today. The Lac du Flambeau tribe says the easement for those roads expired over a decade ago and has been seeking payment for the town of Lac du Flambeau for repairs, upkeep, and continued access. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of John Charles Fanta, 60 of rural Viroqua, as the result of an ongoing investigation into illegal drug activities. On Friday morning at approximately 9 o'clock, a search warrant was executed at a residence on Nelson Road, rural Viroqua, in the town of Franklin. Illegal drugs, drug paraphernalia, and a firearm were located. John Fanta was arrested and booked into the detention center on recommended charges of manufacturing and delivering methamphetamine, possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and a felon in possession of a firearm. This case remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. It is a cloudy 39 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's 39 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is one of the top three types of cancer in the world. It is diagnosed in 150,000 people a year, with 1 in 20 diagnosed with colon cancer dying from the disease. This month is a time to shine a light on the importance of early detection and lifestyle choices in the fight against this prevalent disease. Screenings can decrease your chance of dying from the disease by 90%. Trey Folkers is a doctor of gastroenterology at Amplify Health, Gunderson.
Screening tests are divided into two groups. There's cancer detection tests. Those are your stool tests, stool-based tests, such as FIT cards, where you place a small amount of stool on a card and mail it in. It's looking for small amounts of blood in the stool that are usually released from large polyps or the cancers. And that's a FIT-based test that's done every year. There's something called Cologuard, which people have probably seen the commercials for, that examines an entire stool. And it is done every 3 years. It includes the FIT test, but also a DNA evaluation looking for those advanced polyps and cancers. Those tests are very good at diagnosing cancer's early stage, which can then be treated usually surgically. In order to prevent those cancers, we do colonoscopy. That's considered a prevention test. And during your colonoscopy, if we find what the precancerous polyps, those are removed. And again, it's believed to reduce your risk of getting colon cancer by about 90%.
While the average age to begin screening for colon cancer is 45, it can be different for everyone.
The rates of colon cancer and many cancers have been increasing in younger individuals. So the most recent recommendations are to start at age 45 if you don't have any family members affected by colon cancer or polyps. So if you do have family members, particularly first-degree relatives affected by colon cancer or polyps, those recommendations may change. So all of that should be discussed with your primary doctor and shared with your family members.
Volker says if you display any signs of colon cancer, you should see a doctor.
Presentation in colon cancer is change in bowel habits. So if you're having more diarrhea, change in the size caliber of your stool, more constipation, and those symptoms aren't getting better over 2-3 weeks, then you need to be talking to your primary doctor. Those symptoms are present in about 75% of individuals who present with colon cancer. Bleeding is present in about 50% of individuals. Any rectal bleeding should also be discussed with your primary doctor. Iron deficiency anemia, so which would show chronic small amounts of blood loss, is present in about 20 to 30% of folks.
According to the American Cancer Society, anyone can develop colon cancer, but certain factors can increase the risk. Volker says it can be caused by genetics, but colon cancer is based a large part on environment.
Diet and exercise plays a large part. You know, diet is the same thing that's bad for your heart is bad for your colon. Diets high in red meat, alcohol increases your risk, smoking increases your risk, and lack of exercise increases your risk. So any Western diet puts you at risk. So our rates of colon cancer in older individuals have been decreasing with the increasing amount of screening that we're doing over the last 30, 40 years, but we're still, with the population increasing and the younger folks being more affected, the number of colon cancers diagnosed every year has been remaining stable.
The month of March aims to raise awareness about colorectal cancer, the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the United States. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the approval of stewardship funding for Friends Grants to 28 nonprofit organizations for improvements at DNR properties across the state. The State Building Commission approved the funding, which includes 32 projects for a total of $430,877 in stewardship fund grants, leveraging $660,847 in matching contributions and $3.4 million in total project costs. The Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund was created in 1989 to preserve important natural communities, protect water quality and fisheries, and expand opportunities for outdoor recreation. Within this program, a portion of stewardship funds from the state's biennial budget is used to support important recreational projects and improvements at state properties. Many construction and property development projects at the DNR's state parks, trails, forest, and other state lands are made possible with the Stewardship Fund program's annual funding. Stewardship funds also support several DNR-administered grant programs, including grants to DNR Friends Groups. Through the Stewardship Friends Grant Program, the DNR partners with Friends Groups and nonprofit conservation organizations to improve facilities, build new recreation projects, and restore habitat on state properties. Projects approved to move forward in the grant award process include Friends of Devil's Lake State Park for accessible campfire rings and grills, Friends of Governor Nelson State Park for the Hogan House Restoration Phase 1, Friends of Muir Lake State Park for accessible outdoor cooking grill replacements, and Friends of Wildcat Mountain State Park for Horse Camp Trail Improvements Phase 1. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets to help build up the blood supply. People of all blood types are encouraged to make and keep their donation appointments so hospitals can continue to ensure critical care for patients. 5 blood drives will be held this week around the area. 2 blood drives will be held Wednesday. The first will be held from 8 to 2 at River Valley High School. The second will be held from 9 to 2 at the Richland Center High School. 2 blood drives will be held Thursday. The first will be from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. The second will be from 1 to 6 at New Life Community Advent Christian Church in Baraboo. And a blood drive will be held Friday from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School. To book a time to give blood or platelets at any of these blood drives, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. It's 40 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are next.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
It's 40 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, the 3rd of March. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Leroy E. Mellum, 87 of Wanakee, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison due to complications of leukemia and pneumonia. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Lakeview Lutheran Church in Madison. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will be in the Otter Creek Cemetery, Highland, at 1:30. A reception will follow at the Dodger Bowl in Dodgeville. The Windcrest Funeral Home in Wanakee is assisting the family. Survivors of Leroy Mellum include his wife, Joan, a sister, Joanne Putz, brother, Dave and Barb Mellum, stepdaughters, Debbie and Rich Gore, Brenda Decker, Bruce and Laura Waddle, Susan and Peter Halsley, and Brett Waddle. Step-grandchildren and step-great-grandchildren, along with many nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, cousins, and close friends. Leroy E. Mellum, 87 of Wanakee. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend, died Tuesday at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery, with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Rudy Dobbs is survived by his children, Tracy and Kevin Matz of Racine, Heather and Tim Meadle of Phlox, and Alan Dobbs of Townsend. 9 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, a brother, Randy and Jeanette Dobbs of rural Richland Center, his ex-wife, Rita Dobbs of Antigo, other relatives and friends. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79, of Townsend. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or to a charity of your choice. Richard Sadler is survived by his wife, Sue, and two children, Rebecca and Paul. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock. Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czech National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Kathy Vodak is survived by her husband of 41 years, Dave, two children, Jean and Casey Kursave of Hub City, and Paul Vodak and Jessica Estebo of rural Hillsboro. A grandson, siblings, Joyce and Bob Vodak of rural Hillsboro, Don Johanning of rural Highland, Carol and Bob Allport of Fitchburg, Dennis Johanning of rural Highland, and Carl Johanning of Bullhead City, Arizona. Catherine Marie, Kathy Vodak, 66, of rural Hillsboro. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene is survived by her husband, Johnny, three children, Cynthia and Vince Fairchild of Birchwood, Merriman Jr. and Susan Keene, and Marlon and Judy Keene, all of Gillingham. Six grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren, a sister, Myra and Keith Deckert of Richland Center, brother, Lauren and Janine Kepler of Marshall, and many other relatives and friends. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Broker, 93, of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held at the Willow Valley Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Dorothy Broker is survived by her sister, Donna Olson of Onalaska, brothers and sisters-in-law, Ronald and Mary Garves of La Crosse, and Kenny and Sandy Broker of Richland Center, also many nieces and nephews. Dorothy Ann Broker, 93, of La Crosse.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, definitely some wet weather on the way here the next 36 hours. We've got a low-pressure system developing near Colorado that will track right up towards southern Wisconsin by Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, and drag in plenty of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. This could produce upwards of an inch or a little bit more of rainfall in our area, and that eventually could turn over to some snow. A couple inches of accumulation, certainly not out of the question Wednesday morning. Now, further north and west, where the cold air comes in sooner, the snow total should be heavier. From parts of northern Iowa and southeast Minnesota up through northern Wisconsin, there could be a strip of something like 5 to 10 inches of snow. That area could also have blizzard conditions with high winds gusting to 40 miles per hour or more. So if you have travel plans out there for Tuesday night and Wednesday, please be sure to stay abreast of the latest situation. Now, later in the week, fairly quiet weather, although on Friday, a weak disturbance passing south of Wisconsin could throw a little bit of light snow up our way. The exact amounts are still in question. Then we have some warmer conditions to look forward to early next week. The rest of today, look for mostly cloudy skies. Patchy drizzle or sprinkles are possible as temperatures top out close to 50, south winds 7 to 13. Cloudy tonight with a good chance of scattered light rain, low at 39 degrees. Cloudy and mild tomorrow. Periods of rain getting heavier later in the day. High at 52. The wind southeast at 10. Tuesday night rain mixing with or changing to wet snow well after midnight. An inch or two of snow possible. Low at 32. Windy on Wednesday with snow tapering to flurries by afternoon. Another inch or two possible. High near 36. North wind becoming northwest at 15 to 25. Gusting around 35 miles an hour. Thursday partly cloudy. High 36. Friday cloudy with a good chance of light snow, possibly an inch or two. And Saturday partly cloudy, high 36. Sunday warming up into the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy 40 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 38, our low this morning was 28. Our highs so far today are current temperature of 40. The record high for this date was set 1 year ago today at 75. The record low, 25 below, was set in 1962. Last year's high was 75 with a low of 45. Sunset tonight will be at 5:53, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:33. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-northwest winds at 3 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.85 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a cloudy 40 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
These are not good times for a lot of specialty crop producers, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The U.S. Senate Ag Committee invited representatives from the specialty crop industry to share an economic update last week, and it was not pretty. For example, here's Anna Reinwalt, a member of the Mississippi Sweet Potato Council.
Certainly, if we continue on the trajectory that we're currently on, it'll take far less than 5 years to put a vast majority of specialty crop producers out of business. They cannot afford that increase in labor wage rates in particular. We're having to eat all of that because for many of us, depending on what your specialty crop is, our markets will not bear us passing along that cost to our customers.
One reason for specialty crop producers being in a bad place is that many of them rely on migrants to help work the fields. And the present status of immigration in the U.S. is pretty chaotic. Senator Michael Bennett, a Colorado Democrat, weighs in.
There was a time when our politics was not as broken as it is around this issue. And I guess also a reminder that this economy, especially our rural farm economy, depends on immigration and our having a functional immigration system in this country.
Tomorrow, the head of Michigan's Ag Department shares a similar scenario for specialty crop growers in the North Country. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
It might take longer to get new pesticide technology on the farm. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture says protecting trade relationships is one of her biggest priorities. Brownfield's Brett Barnett has more from the 2025 Commodity Classic.
Brooke Rollins says USDA will target new markets in 2025.
I hope to begin making trade trips very soon across the world. I've already begun conversations with several potential key significant trading partners that I think will make a huge difference to our farmers and ranchers back home.
Speaking to reporters Sunday, she said many farmers have expressed concerns about the potential impacts tariffs could have on ag exports.
Obviously, that is my role, to take that to President Trump and to the team that is negotiating, that is working on those deals, to ensure that those concerns are heard effectively and that we have a plan in place to make sure that our farm community is not compromised more.
Secretary Rollins says she expects some tense trade negotiations over the next few months, but adds it will benefit producers in the long run. From Denver, Colorado, I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The Trump administration's threatened tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China are set to go into effect tomorrow. The president of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association, Kevin Johnson, says a trip to Washington, D.C. last week was dominated by tariff talk, especially concerning Canadian potash.
98% of that comes outside of the United States. 85% of it comes out of Canada. So it is going to be a huge effect if the president does move forward with those tariffs.
The U.S. Dairy Export Council's trade expert, Jaime Castaneda, is concerned. He tells Brownfield when Trump announced there would be additional 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, Canada developed a list of retaliatory tariffs, and his team has been talking to Mexico's leaders.
We are urging them that they shouldn't be including especially dairy products, but in general agriculture.
The president has ordered new 25% tariffs on all Canadian and Mexican imports, as well as an additional 10% tariff on Chinese products, bringing that rate up to 20%. The CEO of the Ag Retailers Association says staffing shortages at the EPA could make an already long pesticide registration process even longer.
The Office of Pesticide Programs, which handles all of these registrations, has been understaffed and under-resourced constantly.
Darren Kopic says additional workforce cuts won't help.
You know, you handle a personnel situation like this by firing everybody and then bringing some people back after you've just fired them. That doesn't build morale.
He says on top of that, the Endangered Species Act compliance is part of the registration process. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
When it comes to your corn, you know a strong start means a strong finish. That's why you're up before dawn, finishing paperwork, preparing equipment, filling the tank, and prepping the sprayer. All to give your corn the head start it needs. With Resicor Rev Corn Herbicide from Corteva Agriscience, you'll beat weeds off the starting line. See how full throttle weed control with Resicor Rev will accelerate your start to the season at Corteva.us/ResicorRev.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like a hot dog at the game. The old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your field. And it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at Enlist.com/corn.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune with Timsec Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a bigger sale in a good crowd. Large squares topped at $185 a ton and large rounds at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to add your mower, boats, garden supplies, machinery, outdoor items, or more for our spring consignment auction, give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Monday at midday, direct cash cattle markets are quiet and cash hogs are steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle markets are quiet, pretty typical start to the week, as the day's big feature should just be the distribution of this week's show list. Last week, there was light trade Thursday and Friday, mostly at 197 on the live basis in the south, and at 313 dressed in the north, both $2 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Last week in South Dakota, feeder steers weighing less than 800 pounds are 2 to 5 higher, with instances of 8 to 10 higher, while feeder steers weighing more than 800 pounds are steady to 2 lower. Feeder heifers weighing under 800 pounds are up 2 to 7, with instances of $8 to $10 gains, while feeder heifers weighing above 800 pounds are unevenly steady. USDA says demand was very good, including a lot of demand for replacement heifers, with receipts up from both the previous test and last year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds sold at 276 to 320.75 last week in South Dakota, and 8 to 9 weight steers range from 264 to 294.50. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds reported at 275 to 330. 7 to 8 weight heifers brought 248 to 291. Box beef at midday was mixed with light movement. Choice was up $1.30 at 313.13, and select was down 24 at 301.81. Cash hogs are steady with very light opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Like a lot of recent Mondays, buyers are easing into the week, getting a look at the available ready numbers and demand. New tariffs on key U.S. trading partners are scheduled to go into effect tomorrow and are expected to impact export demand, at least to some degree. On the domestic side of things, the wholesale market continues to be very volatile with extremely wide price swings for most of the individual primal cuts, especially the belly primal. More on that in a second. The major direct markets not reported due to confidentiality today. The five-day rolling average for national direct barrows and gilts is 90.23, with Iowa Southern Minnesota at 89.65, the Western Corn Belt at 89.77, and the Eastern Corn Belt averaging 91. Butcher hogs in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavilla, Iowa today steady at 62. Pork at midday was up $7.06 at $105.48. The belly primal was nearly $32 higher, with loins, butts, picnics, and hams also seeing strong gains, while ribs were lower. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. You can also find us on Facebook and YouTube. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield anchor reporter based in Iowa. Tune in each day to Managing for Profit to hear expert advice from the industry's top producers and leaders to make your operation more profitable. Topics range from insurance, government programs, taxes and regulations, environmental factors, policy updates, overall risk management, and more. Unlock the potential of your farming operation with Managing for Profit each day on Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agroamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgroAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Hogs are higher, soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are down today. Brazil's harvest is moving forward, and there were beneficial weekend rains in parts of Argentina. New import tariffs against key U.S. trading partners are set to start tomorrow. May beans are down 17 and a quarter at 10.08 and a half. July's down 16 and a half at 10.23 and a quarter. May bean meal's down a dollar and a dime at 2.99.10, and May soybean oil's 129 lower at 42.83. Corn's down, monitoring the development weather in Argentina, the second crop planting pace in Brazil, and waiting for tariffs to take effect. Mexico did buy 114,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open. May corn is down 13 at 456 and a half. July is now 11 and three quarters lower at 464. And wheat's lower. U.S. winter wheat conditions generally look mixed. The chance for precipitation in some areas this week. There are concerns about winter kill in parts of the Black Sea region. March Chicago's down 8 and 3 quarters at 547. March Kansas City's down 12 and a quarter at 560 and 3 quarters. March Minneapolis wheat 7 and a quarter lower at 590 and a half. Live and feeder cattle are pressured by last week's direct business, down $2 from the previous week for both live and dressed. This week's show list does look mixed when compared to last week. Box beef's mixed at midday. April live's down 77 at 191.87. June is now $1.15 lower at 187.62. April feeders are $1.92 lower at 271.07. And hogs are up with pork sharply higher in midday. Most of the primals were up, including a really big gain for bellies. April's up 27 at 83.95. May's 70 higher at 88.12. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Could breakfast become the most expensive meal of the day? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Bacon and eggs are a perfect salty and savory breakfast combo, but could it become the most expensive meal throughout your day? The USDA continues to project a rise in egg prices because of the ongoing battle the poultry industry is facing with highly pathogenic avian influenza. But the other part of that combo is bacon. And according to the latest cold storage report from the USDA, belly stocks are down. Ag economist Kenny Burdine says it could make for a pretty expensive start to your day.
The belly story is an interesting one, and I don't know what to make of it completely, but, you know, we're up 24% from last month on belly supplies, but still down 39% from January 2024. So the supply of bellies out there for bacon is something worth keeping an eye on again.
And he tells Brownfield,
you know, we can talk about how high retail prices are for certain things. You mentioned beef, certainly eggs. I always like to point out that, you know, they're that high because folks are paying that, right? And if it wasn't moving off the shelf at those prices, then that would suggest that wasn't the market clearing price.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's Agri Mindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Title Town Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber management